We're holding Daf Pei Alf and Beis. We are in the first wide line. Reb Chiya Barashi have a ragil kalid and have a nafal apei. Reb Chiya Barashi used to have the habit that every time he would put his head down for tachnun, have a amar harachman yatzilenu miyetzer hara. He would daven that Hashem should save him from the yetzer hara. Yom Achad, one day, Shamatinu Debitu, his wife overheard him saying Tachnun. Amra, she said, Michti, Akamashni, Deparish Leminai. He hasn't slept with me in many years. I don't think he has a Yetzer Hara anymore. My time of Kamar Hachi. Why is he saying this? Why is he davening for this? Yom Achad of a Kagaris begins say, one day he was learning in his garden. Kishta Nafsha, his wife dressed herself up and made herself smell nice and look nice, and Cholfa Vitanya Kamein, she kept on seductively walking in front of him, walking past him. Amrlai said to her, Manat, who are you? Amra, she said, Anoch Harusa, I'm the famous prostitute Harusa, Jahadri Miyoma, that just came back from a long trip, and here I am. Tava'a, so he propositioned her, he tried to get her to sleep with him. Amrlai, she said, Aitine Ali Lahach Rumna Duresh Tutsisa. Bring me this fruit that's on a very high branch on the palm tree. Shavar, he jumped up the palm tree, Azal Aisinela, and he brought it for her. Ki Asan Levese, when Rabbi Chiya Barashi came back home that night, Havaka Shagra Debitu Tanur, his wife, was preparing the oven to cook in, I guess, Salik Vekayasa Begave. So he climbed into the oven as she was preparing to light it. Amrale, she said to him, My hi, that's odd. Why are you climbing in the oven? Amrale, he said to her, Hachi vachi avamaisa. Well, today I did something very bad. There was this prostitute and she came and I slept with her. Bad day. Amrale, she said, Oh, no, it was all a joke. Anavai, senior prank, it was me. I was the prostitute. So lo ashkachbai, he didn't believe her, he didn't listen to her. Adi avalei simani, until she was able to describe to him in detail what exactly happened, so it was obvious that it was her. So amar la, anam yali suri kavni, he says, but I had a kavana to do an isser, so it doesn't help me because I didn't know that it was my wife. Kol yamav shalosa tzadikai misana, the rest of his life he would fast, ad shameis po'osamisa, till he died because of fasting so much. So that's the story. So now we're going to tell the Gemara is going to bring a braisa that tells about how a person needs kapara, even for averos, even for intending to do an avera without actually doing an avera. D'tanya, like we learned in a braisa, Pasuk says about a woman who takes a neder, that her husband undoes the neder. You know, a man has the right to be mefir, his wife's neder, to undo his wife's neder. So the Pasuk says, Isha, with a mapake, her husband, Haferam will undo the neder, Vashem Yislachla, and God will forgive her for the neder. So, B'mea Kosam Medaber, what exactly are we talking about over here? B'isha Shnadr B'Nazir, the case is a woman takes a neder to be a Nazir, Vishama Baila, her husband hears about that, Veheferla. So he undoes that neder, and he makes it that it shouldn't be binding. V'hilo Yodasheferla Baila, but she doesn't know that her husband was made for the neder. V'isha Shosei Yayin, Umetam Ulamesim. So she drank wine, she became Tamei dead bodies, thinking that she's a Nazir and violating all these Yisurim, but in reality, she wasn't a Nazir. So in that case, we still say she needs Kapara. Why does she need Kapara? She's not a Nazir. Because she thought she was doing an Avera. Rabbi Akiva Kavimati Lai Psuku, and Rabbi Akiva would reach the following, that Pasuk that we just quoted of Isha Aferam HaShem Yislachla, have a Bachi, he would cry. Amr, and he said, if when someone tries to eat pig meat and by accident he eats kosher meat, Amra Torah tzricha kapara slicha, the Torah still says he needs kapara and he needs forgiveness. Can you imagine Misha Neskavin Lechol Basar Chazir Vala Biyado Basar Chazir Lachas Kama Vakama? All the more so, someone who tries to eat pig and actually does eat pig certainly requires a significant kapara. And we have a similar idea where the Pasuk says about an Asham Talui. A person brings an Asham Talui when he's not sure if he did the Avera. He ate a piece of meat that might have been Chelev or it might have been kosher. So the Pasuk says, V'lo yadai, he doesn't know, V'asham v'nasav no. Person who does the Avera b'shogeg, he's not sure if he violated an Isser Kares, and then he finds out later on that he did this action, he has to bring a carbon asham talui. So k'shei Rabbi Akiva magia l'pasuk zeh hayaboche. When Rabbi Akiva got to this pasuk, he would cry. If a person who only wanted to eat kosher meat, a kosher fats, and he accidentally ate non-kosher fats, Torah says he has to bring a korban, he needs a kapara. Someone who tried to eat chalev, wanted to eat chalev, and did eat chalev, who ate the bad stuff, for sure needs kapara. Isi ben Yuda Omer, Isi ben Yuda says, when the Torah says, V'lo yadav ha-Hashem v'nasav o'no, al davar zeh yidvu kol advoyim. Anyone who understands what to be upset about gets upset when they read that pasuk. That even someone who unintentionally does an avera needs a kapara. So what are the rest of us going to do when we intentionally do avera? So main point number one is that good. Even if a person intended to do an avera but didn't do it, or didn't intend to do an avera and did it, he needs a kapara. So all the more so, obviously, someone who intends to do an avera and does it. Okay, next, the Mishnah said, "Misyachid adam imimo." Person is allowed to have yichud with his mother, with his daughter. We're not worried that they're going to do any averos, right? So Amar Avidom Ravasi, "Misyachid adam imachoso." Person is allowed to have yichud even with his achoso. Sister, vidarim imo vimbito. He's allowed to live in the same house alone with his mother or with his daughter. With his sister, he's allowed to have yichud, but he's not allowed to live in the same house alone with her. Ki amar kamei de Shmuel, when Rav Yehuda said this in front of Shmuel, amar asul l'syachim kol arayos b'tor v'afilum behema. He said that you're not allowed to have yichud with any of the arayos, your sister, mother, daughter, any of them, even with an animal, you're not allowed to be alone with. So the Gemara asks on Shmuel, what? Tanan, it said in our Mishnah, Misyachir adam imimo v'imbito v'yashim imam b'kir v'basar, that you're allowed to be alone with your mother or with your daughter, and you're even allowed to sleep in the same bed with them. V'tiyufta de Shmuel. So that is a tiyufta on Shmuel. Amar lecha Shmuel, Shmuel might say, l'taymeich, according to you, that you think that you're allowed to have yichud with all these arayos, like your sister, your mother, your daughter? Had the tanya, what are you going to do with the brisa? Achoso v'chamoso shar kol arayos shebetorah. Your sister, your mother-in-law, your all the other arayos. Ein misyachini mahem ela be'edim. You're not allowed to have yichud with them unless other people are there with you. So it's not yichud. Be'edim in shalom be'edim lo. Sounds like only if there are other people there. But if there are no other people there, you're not allowed to be alone with these people. What are you going to do with that brisa? That brisa sounds like me, says Shmuel, that you're not allowed to have yichud with any of the arayos. Ela tanaihi. So says Shmuel, obviously, it's a machlokes tanaim. Tanya, just like we learned in Abaisa, Amir Rabbi Meir, Yizaru bimi pnei biti. Rabbi Meir says, be careful, keep my daughter away from me, so that I don't have yichud with my daughter. Amir Rabbi Tarfon, Yizaru bimi pnei kalasi. He said, my daughter-in-law, make sure I don't have yichud with my daughter-in-law. Ligle galavosa Talmud. One of the Talmidim of Rabbi Tarfon was laughing at him. What, are you crazy? You have to worry about your daughter-in-law. She's like a daughter to you. Yeah, you're worried about yichud with your daughter-in-law. Amr Rabbi Avo Mishram Rabbi Chanin Megamliel. Rabbi Avo comments that the P.S. to that story was Lo Hayu Yamuatim At Shenich Shaloso Talmud Bechamoso. That Talmud ended up sleeping with his mother-in-law. The one who said, a relative, what are you, crazy, worry about, yeah, that Talmud ended up having an affair with a relative of his. So the Gemara now discusses Yichud with an animal. Afilu in Behema, Shmuel said you're not even allowed to have Yichud with an animal. Abai Mechalei Mekula Debra. When Abai went to learn alone in the field, he would chase away all the animals from the field so that he wouldn't have Yichud with them. Rav Sheshes Ma'abrele Mitzra. Rav Sheshes would pass the animals over to the other, to another field, he would bring them out to a different field so that he doesn't have yichud with them in the field that he would hang out in. Rav Chana min Arda ikhlu Rav Kahana l'pumnara. Rav Chana min Arda once went to Rav Kahana by the riverbank. Chazya, he saw Rav Kahana diyasev kagaris v'kayma behema kamei. That was sitting and learning, and there was an animal right in front of him. Armeles, Rav Chana said to Rav Kahana, lo sav lamar afilu in behema? Aren't you worried that, don't you hold that you're not allowed to have yichud even with an animal? Amrle, lavadatai. Oh, I didn't realize there was even an animal there. Had I realized, I wouldn't have done. So main point number two is, machlokes tanayim and amurayim, whether you're allowed to have yichud with close relatives, and perhaps even animals. How do we paskin? You're allowed to have yichud with a close relative? Mother, yeah. Daughter, yes. We paskin, yes. What? In-laws, no. interestingly, even though the Gemara seems to animals, yes, I think. Amar Rava. So Rava says as follows: Misyach radim shtei yevamos. A person is allowed to have yichud with two women who are not relatives, that are, you know, that are married to two brothers, v'im shtei tsaros, or with two women who are co-wives of the same guy. Meaning two women who are both married to the same guy, you are allowed to have yichud with them. What's the whole reason you're not allowed to have yichud with two women? Because you're afraid that they'll be easily seduced, they won't be embarrassed in front of each other, and they'll cover for each other. Afterwards, you know, each one will cover for the other one's sin. Well, they're not going to cover for each other if they hate each other. So two women who are married to the same men are likely to dislike each other. Im isha v'chamosa, or a girl and her mother-in-law. They're considered to, it's assumed that they have some sort of competitive relationship or contentious relationship, and therefore you're allowed to have yichud with them. They're not going to cover for each other. Im isha ubas baila, or a woman and the daughter of her husband, her stepdaughter. Im isha vitinoka shiudas tambia vein moseres atzmalubia, or with a woman and a young girl who would not have bia because she's too young, but would certainly blab about everything that she saw. So take, you know, a young lady who's 7 years old, she has no interest in bia, but she has plenty of interest in describing in vivid detail everything that she is witnessing. So main point number three will be that you can have yichud with two women when they hate each other. Then the Mishnah went on to say, Higdilu Zeyashim Biksuso, that if the son and the daughter grow up, then the son can sleep with his, they could sleep in the same bed, but only with their clothing. Vekama, how old is Higdilu? Amar Rav Ad Bar Rav Aza, Amar Rav Asi, Tinokas Pas Tesha Shonim Yom Echad. A girl, when she's 9 years old, she could sleep with her father up until that point, even if she's not dressed, but in the same bed, but after that point, she has to be dressed. Tinok Ben Shtemes Yishonim Yom Echad. A boy, up until the age of 12 years old. Some say no, girl 12 and a boy 13. And in both of these cases, whether you say like the first way or the second way, if they're already physically maturing, then you're not allowed to go beyond that. You're not allowed to sleep with them beyond without their clothing beyond that age. Amr Rafram Bar Papa Amr Rav Chista. Rafram Bar Papa says in the name of Chista, Lo Shanu El She'ina Bosha Lamal Lefanav Arum. This heter is only when she's not embarrassed to stand naked in front of him. Aval Bosha Lamal Lefanav Arum Aser. But if she's embarrassed to stand naked in front of her, then you can't sleep in the same bed with her if she's not wearing her clothing. My time Yetzer Al Bisha. Because once a person is embarrassed to be naked, then they already are developing a Yetzer Hara, and therefore you have to stay away from these kinds of things once a person's Yetzer Hara begins to develop. We'll stop the Amud there. I guess we'll make a last main point. Last main point is Machlokas, at what age the child needs to be clothed to sleep in the same bed with the parent. Machlokas, at what age? But certainly once they have a Yetzer Hara, they can no longer do it. Certainly, once they have Yetzer Hara, they can no longer do it. Okay, so that is Pei Aleph and Beis.